Ukraine's former interior minister Yuri Lutsenko was among the first to walk out of his prison, some 150 kilometers north of the capital Kiev, into the arms of his crying wife, son and supporters. In total, six people were pardoned by the president, including ex-minister of Environmental Protection Georgi Filipchuk. The European Union's Enlargement Commissioner Stefan Füle said the pardons of both men were a first but important step. Lutsenko and Filipchuk were accused of abuse of office and embezzlement, charges they said were politically motivated. They are close allies of former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who is serving a 7-year jail term on abuse of power charges. Commentators have called former Minister Lutsenko, who was detained since December 2010, the country's biggest optimist who never gives up hope. The 48-year-old, whose health deteriorated in prison, told reporters he doesn't want to spend even one day on seeking revenge against those who prosecuted him. Before his release, he also denied wrongdoing. He explained that it has been 2 years since he could be with his family or walk the dog, and added that the crimes were really committed by those who prosecuted him on what he views as trumped-up charges. They arrested me without any reason. It was a political trial, Lutsenko said. He said he doesn't want to run for president, but wants to support the candidacy of Tymoshenko. However, President Viktor Yanukovych says he cannot pardon Tymoshenko until her legal options are exhausted. She is appealing her conviction before the European Court of Human Rights. The president does not want to interfere into other cases against Tymoshenko, including her alleged involvement in the killing of a businessman in 1996 and a corruption investigation. However, pressure is mounting on the president. Around 4,000 opposition supporters rallied against the government in central Kiev on Sunday. Lutsenko addressed the crowd by telephone, saying he was with the opposition and believed that democracy and freedom would prevail in Ukraine. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.